Hey, Lost Girls and Lost Boys, thanks for joining us for this episode of our Lost Girls podcast that I do with Kimber. This is Darcy. And I just wanted to remind you guys that we do have a Facebook group if you're interested in joining us. I think we're like over, I don't even know how many people belong to the group, but it's awesome when people participate and post things that they want to share with the rest of the group. But what we usually do on that Facebook group is we leave supporting material to the podcast that we're recording. So I'm going to put a call out. This episode tonight is on Grimm. And I would love it if you'd get onto our Facebook group and share your favorite Grimm episode if you're a Grimm fan like I am. And I'm like crazy nuts for it. So hopefully we'll hear some of people on their favorite episodes because I feel like I need to rewatch some and I want to go check them out. Thank you. Hey, everybody. This is Darcy from Oregon.
Hey, everybody. This is Kimber from Memphis.
So thanks for joining us for our podcast. Today we are talking about Grimm, the TV series. And I am a huge fan.
I wasn't a fan until, and I think I told you this already, but I was feeling really homesick. I think it was last year. And so I thought, ugh, this stupid show Grimm. It's so cheesy, but I'm homesick, so I'm going to watch it. Because I had seen an episode, like part of an episode several years ago, and it just did not do anything for me. And I got sucked in, and I watched it in all in like a week.
The whole series?
Yeah, in a week.
That's six seasons.
Yeah, I know. I have no fucking life, okay? Let's not dwell on the fact that Kim doesn't have a life. But yeah, I watched it in like a week. Maybe it was 2 weeks, but I watched it. I mean, I watched all of The Walking Dead season 9 on Monday.
Wow.
Sunday. So yeah, I'm a serial binger.
You're a staycation serial binger.
Exactly.
Yeah. So the series, of course, was filmed in Portland, Oregon. I missed the first episode, so when it was on regular TV, so I put it on DVR and I just said record any episode that happens. And then when it started doing the reruns, I finally got the first episode, and then I started watching it from that point forward. And it was agonizing in the last couple years of the seasons because you're wondering what was going to happen and you'd have to wait a week. So I definitely prefer binging as well, but it happened to be a show that I was watching with my stepdaughter. She started watching it with me, and so we wouldn't watch the episode until we were together. So I love it so much. I love the quotes in the beginning of the show, you know, because that tells you a lot about what's going to happen. I love all the creepy characters. Some of them are so good.
I love the, God, is he a rat? I know, I don't think he's a rat. I think his name is Bob. Is his name Bob?
He's like the handyman guy.
Yes. I love it. He's like my favorite character. He might be an otter. Otter or a beaver?
No, I think he's a beaver. He's a rat.
I want to say he's a beaver. We're going to have to look that up, Lost Girls and Lost Boys, because I can't remember. I want to say he's a beaver because the rat people were kind of bad, from what I remember. I think he's a beaver.
But a lot of those characters, like Monroe was a werewolf, but he was good, even though most of them were bad as well.
Yeah.
So it's kind of cool because it was a lot of good versus evil. If you're a conspiracy theorist, you got like that whole secret government groups or whatever. And if you're a police television show watcher, it was a police show as well. So I think it kind of like ticked a lot of boxes for people. And it just broke my heart when NBC decided not to continue the series. Which I read they did that because of the cost of producing each episode.
Oh, really?
Yeah. So it was heartbreaking for me when they announced that they weren't going to renew.
I like that they ended it. There are so many shows out there that they're like, okay, we're gonna cancel the show, and then that's it.
Yeah.
Just like with Santa Clarita Diet.
Oh, yeah, where it just ends and you don't know what happened. You're like, what happened to the characters?
Yeah, you're waiting because you see this huge cliffhanger, and then 2 weeks later, because you're waiting for season four, 2 weeks later you hear that Netflix canceled it and there's not going to be a season four.
Yeah.
And it ended on a huge cliffhanger. I
Well,
hate that.
I wish they would have done that with Lost because that show, their ending was horrible. Horrible.
I never watched it.
So one of my favorite characters was, is it Lieutenant Wu or that poor
Well,
man? He got so many things happened to him. On the show, you're like, what is this poor man gonna face the next time?
he reminded me of Rodney Chin. You remember Rodney? Every time I saw him, I'm like, oh my God, it's Rodney, because he kind of had that deeper voice. And but yeah, I liked him too. He was a good guy, and I'm glad. So I just found out when we started this recording that Darcy hasn't seen the last couple episodes yet. So unfortunately, I am going to put out some spoilers out there for Darcy.
That's fine.
But he makes it. Yay. He lives. So I was very glad that he lived, because I didn't think he was going to. And I hated Hank.
You hated Hank? Why did you
The
hate
part.
Hank?
I hate the actor that portrayed Hank, and like his actions and his mannerisms, I wanted to punch him in the face. I couldn't stand him. I can't stand him.
Interesting. So I had the pleasure of seeing the fellow that played Monroe. His name is Silas Weir Mitchell. He plays a Blutbot, which is also a werewolf in the series. And then the guy that is Nick's boss in the police department, and then he goes on to become mayor or something.
I love him.
So I went and saw them in a play for Portland Center Stage. They did a guest spot where it only ran for like 6 weeks. And that was really awesome. I took Sierra for her Christmas, one of her Christmas gifts 1 year. And we were so excited to see them live on the stage. And they were really awesome. I mean, it was a good play, but so we were totally fangirling out in the audience.
I'm sure you were not the only
Oh, I'm
ones.
sure. I'm sure. But it was so weird because at that point you had their characters had developed so much you expected them to talk just like they do from the series and stuff. So it was a weird switch to see them play different characters. You know who I hated in the whole series is I hated Juliet.
Oh my God, I hated that bitch too. The very first episode, I'm like, oh, this bitch. I am not gonna like her. And through the whole thing, she just kept getting worse. It was like, oh, poor Juliet, poor Juliet. And then that whole stupid Eve thing. I was not impressed with the whole government black
The
ops thing.
Black Claw.
Or Bear Claw, whatever the fuck it was. They could have just done away with all of that, and I was not impressed with that.
I think it was a way to keep that one character that was running Black Claw around in the series. But like I say, if you like conspiracy theorists and you think like, you know, that there's all these secret organizations out there, I think that would probably, you'd probably like that aspect of the show.
Yeah, I'm sure. I just personally didn't like it. It was like on Supernatural when they brought in the Men of Letters. It just was dumb to me.
And so what we didn't mention is that Nick, the main character, he discovers that he's a Grimm, which he's a from a line descended from a line of hunters that fight supernatural characters. And before that, he was even unaware. But it was so funny whenever the Vessin would see him, and they'd be like, "Grim," like freak out. My God, Sierra and I would just laugh so hard when that would happen. But I was always happy that he ended up with Adeline, the Hexen
The Hexen
Beast.
Beast. Me
Yeah.
too. Me too. And I didn't like her because she was bad in the beginning, but I didn't hate her like I hated Juliet.
Yeah.
And to talk about this, because it had been so long since I had seen it, I went ahead and watched the very first episode and the very last episode again, just to kind of refresh my memory. And it's really kind of cool because if you go back to the first episode, you see like the whole kind of thing starts and plays out in the little Blutbot cabin in the woods.
Yeah.
And that's where everything ends as well.
So the cool thing also is there are so many fan pages out there, but I always love the quotes, and like Sierra would pause it if I had to leave the room while we were watching it or something. And so there's a fan page out there that has all of the episodes quotes from the beginning of the show, which is really neat if you got into that at all while you're watching the series.
Oh, I'll have to check that out. It was a really good series. I was pleasantly surprised when I started watching it. And again, it was nice because I was homesick and I got to see a lot of stuff. I got to see the hardware store that was, 2 blocks down the street from my old apartment.
Yeah, they did a lot of shooting right around St. or John's Landing, not John's Landing,
St. John's.
St. John's, Selwood area. Yeah, and then of course under in the industrial areas of the city. So I want to go on a Grimm tour. I want to go around. And by the way, I just found out, I just saw who plays it's Captain Sean Renard, Sasha Royce. So he's the person that I saw in the play as well.
I love him.
Yeah, so it says that he played a Zauber Beast, which is a male Hexen Beast, and he's also a Prince Bastard.
Oh, that's right. I forgot about
Yeah,
that.
you forgot he was royalty.
I did forget he was royalty. All hail the king.
So, Captain Sean Renard and Adeline, the Hexen Beast, who eventually ends up with Nick, they have a child together, Diana.
Who is a creepy little motherfucker,
Creepy
can I just
little.
tell you?
Oh my God, she is like those haunted dolls. I mean,
She
it
is.
was so creepy.
In
Oh.
the very last episode, she is like the creepiest thing ever. And she's like, he's gonna take me and my brother, and we like him, and we wanna go with him. And yeah, so bye. I mean, she's just really freaking weird. Like, I would never trust this child ever again after I heard the stuff she said. And she's all like, yeah, we're friends. And then after it was all over, she's like, oh, I was so scared. No, you weren't, bitch. You were willing to go wherever this creepy bastard was going to take you, and you were going to bring your little baby brother with you. No.
And I don't know if it's the resolution on our television, but it always looked to me like they did some CGI stuff to her, like to make her even more doll-like. It was just really bizarre to me. I mean, like
No, I think she's just one of those creepy looking kids.
Oh yeah, like the guy that plays Norman, and now he's that creepy doctor.
Oh, Norman Bates.
Yeah.
Yeah, he is a little creepy looking, but there are just some people who are creepy looking, and I think she's just a creepy looking little kid. She had those big weird eyes, and she was not a cute girl.
Yeah, she was just weird.
Yeah, and she said creepy things and did creepy things, and she had some special hex and beast powers. And because she was hex and beast, her mom was hex and beast, and then her dad was the male hex and beast, so she was She was pretty powerful.
So, hands down, I mean, I think this is a series that I'm going to go back and watch, kind of like I do with Buffy and Angel, just because it was so fascinating. And I know, like, the characters or the creatures were all created, I think, out of Vancouver. Because when it was running, they would have advertisements about how they were able to get their business up and running, creating all those characters, which I thought was pretty cool too. So they were
That
like
is cool.
all in to the Pacific Northwest to do this series, which is very rare.
I love that. I love that because usually when they go to the Pacific Northwest, they go to Canada. They do it in BC, like the X-Files and stuff. But I love that they were actually somewhere like Leverage, somewhere you could actually go and
I
do a tour and
know.
see things that you knew.
I loved Leverage.
Me too. And the librarians. I have not watched that for several years because I can't find it. But, because I don't have TV. So I am still looking for it though. And I would love to finish it because I'm several seasons behind. But I love Christian Kane, who was Lindsay on Angel. And he was in Leverage. And he's also in the librarians. And when he was on Angel, he was such a baby face. And then when I saw him on Leverage, he was all buffed out and badass. I couldn't believe it was the same guy. But he also plays, I don't know if they're still filming The Librarians, but when they did Leverage, he was playing small gigs around Portland.
Oh, really?
Yeah,
Yeah.
he plays the
I
guitar.
think I actually gravitated to the librarians, one, because I love books so much, but also because I recognized him from Leverage, which I missed that show. But of course, this is not supernatural related. Well, I guess the librarians kind of are. Yeah. The funny thing is that I just wanted to point out is there's a new show coming out called Stumptown, which has one of the girls from How I Met Your Mother. And they say that it supposedly takes place in Portland, but it is not filmed in Portland.
Where is it filmed?
I was trying to find that while you and I are talking. Keep talking and I'll find it.
Oh, is it with the girl with the dark hair, Robin,
Yeah.
from I hate that girl, so I won't watch the show.
Tell us how you really feel.
I mean, I think I just did, Darcy. I am not a fan. Like, her and Ted on that show deserved each other because I hated them both.
Name's Cobie Smulders.
Yep, that's her.
So I actually like her.
Ew.
Ew.
You're entitled to your wrong opinion.
I know. I know.
I mean, it's fine. She just rubs me the wrong way. I don't know. And that's the only thing I've really seen her in because I won't watch anything else with her in it. So she might just be a great actress. And I was supposed to hate Robin. I don't know.
It doesn't say anywhere on the page I found about
Did you look
where.
at IMDb?
I'm actually on Wikipedia because I'm on my phone, so
Well, let me go to IMDb. Okay, if I lose you,
we know what's
I'll come
happening.
back. Okay. But keep talking.
Yeah, so anyway, I'm excited for it because I don't hate Cobie Smulders or whatever, because I loved the How I Met Your Mother show.
I loved aspects of it.
But she didn't
Can you
end
hear me?
up with Ted.
Yes, she did.
No, she didn't.
Yeah, she did. Yes, she did. His wife died and they got together.
Really? I totally missed that.
Yep.
I think I have
Yep.
selective viewing, actually. If I just, it doesn't compute. I just, why, if I don't like it, I'm not gonna record it in my brain.
He brought her that he was telling his kids the story.
Oh, now I think we lost you.
Are you there?
Yes.
Okay. So it's timed. So I can only be gone for a couple minutes. I couldn't find anything either. He was telling the kids the story of how he met their mother, and they're like, "Well, you love Aunt Robin. Why don't you just da da da?" And so he brought that stupid blue horn to her, and they got together at the end.
Interesting.
Yeah,
Well,
it
that
was.
it's disappointing.
I thought it was disappointing too, but I hated both of them. So,
Yeah.
like Ted, I could not stomach Ted in real life. I couldn't do it. I couldn't do it. There's no way. He, ugh, so pretentious.
Well,
But
they all were.
he was. Some of them were okay with their pretentiousness, like they knew it and they were fine with it. But he acted like he was the most giving, most wonderful, down-to-earth, person in the world. And he was just a creeper. I couldn't stand him. But again, we went off on another tangent of how much I hate Ted from How I Met Your Mother.
Was just searching for where is Ted from How I Met Your Mother?
Where is he?
Nowhere.
I saw him on something not too long ago. And of course, I was like, ugh, it's Ted. But I don't remember what it was. He wasn't a main character.
So on the there's a question, who does Ted end up marrying on How I Met Your Mother? And it says he meets the mother, who's Tracy McConnell, on a rainy train platform after his friends Barney and Robin are married.
Yeah. Did you not watch the end of the series?
I don't know. You know,
You must not have. You must have just like stopped towards the end
I probably
because
did.
the very last season is when you met the mother and she was in like 10 episodes maybe of the whole series. The whole series is about how he met her, but she was like a thrown in. It's like they figured out the series had to end, and they're like, oh shit, we better bring the mother in.
Yeah, they just tacked her on in the end.
They really did. Yeah.
Well,
They
because it
really
was
did.
all about Ted.
Ugh. I thought it was all about Barney because he was legend. Wait for it. Daring. Anyway, I digress and I go off on a tangent, as always. So Grimm,
So Graham,
oh, go ahead.
oh, I was just going to say my absolute favorite Graham episode, and I think I posted this on our Facebook page, was the first Christmas episode, because they would do a cool Christmas Vesson story every year for the Christmas holidays or whatever. And my favorite one was with Krampus. And he would go attack people and he'd be like, "You've been naughty." I'd like rewind it and watch it again and laugh. Oh my God, I love that episode.
Don't remember what my favorite episode was, honestly.
And I also liked anything with trouble in it because I love trouble.
I like Trouble too. I think that they would have been good with the guy who led the Bear Claw and Trouble if they would have just taken them and brought them in and not had the whole Bear Claw thing. And I know it's not Bear Claw, but that's what I'm going to call it.
Black Claw, which is funny because it's like the Black Hand movement from, like the existential period where, the Black Hand was responsible for all these assassinations.
That it was the Red Hand.
No, Red Hand is from,
It's Irish,
yeah.
and it's a group of people that it's a group that kills people,
Yes,
and
but
the Red Hand movement.
the Black Hand is also a group that kills
Oh.
people.
Well, I just said I thought it was red. I'm not saying you're wrong.
No, but it's
I didn't know
Red
there was a
Hand
black.
is the theme song of now I can't think of it.
A Peaky Blinders.
Peaky Blinders, thank you.
Yeah, Nick Cave.
Yes.
Yes, I know. And that's how I know what the Red Hand movement was. That's because of Peaky Blinders.
The Black Hand was an Italian extortion racket
Oh, okay.
out of Serbia, too. Yeah.
A lot of hands out there.
I mean, it makes sense because, they're manipulating things to their power or to what they want. So,
Yeah.
absolutely makes sense.
All right. So on that colorful hand note, we should probably take a break.
Yep.
All right. We'll see you in a bit.
Hi, everybody. This is Darcy.
Hey, everybody, this is Kimber.
We wanted to let you in on a secret. Next week, we'll be discussing a Dybbuk box.
We don't want to give too much away, but there was a movie with Jeffrey Dean Morgan that was based on a Dybbuk box.
Let us know if you've seen the movie or have any insights on the Dybbuk box.
We look forward to discussing it as we have already found out some trivia on the box.
Remember, Lost Girls and Lost Boys, stay and sparkly, my friends. Hey everyone, this is Darcy. In case you weren't aware, in addition to the podcast you're currently listening to, I also do two other podcasts, The Stories Women Tell and Safety, The Future is Female. In The Stories Women Tell, I interview women from all walks of life and talk about things that influence their choices, share advice, and find out what they're focused on in the future. In Safety, The Future is Female, my co-podcaster Carly and I are creating a network of safety professionals with a nod to the growing number of women in the safety field. We interview women with various safety backgrounds and get their take on the future of safety. I would love it if you would join my audiences for my additional podcasts. You can find these podcasts on Apple, Google, and Spotify, along with several other podcasting platforms. As always, stay and sparkly, my friends.
Hey everybody, we're back. I hope you enjoyed listening to a word from our sponsors.
And thank you so much for sticking with us. I think we should mention that there's been quite a break in our recording or whatever. We've been struggling with a couple things, including an Anchor app that did not want to let us record together.
We did try last week on Tuesday, but it just didn't work out. I think we tried on Wednesday too, didn't
Yes,
we?
we did. We did. We tried two nights in a
Yeah.
row. And then, of course, I had a family member pass away, so I just didn't feel like I wasn't up to recording anything for a while as well. So, yeah. So we're back, but life
We are
happens.
back. It does. It does.
Yeah. So, Kimber, what are you drinking tonight?
I am drinking a Bai coconut lime with coconut rum in it.
Oh.
And I couldn't even taste the alcohol.
Ooh, that's scary.
It was scary, but it was good.
So I am drinking just coconut water. My sugar-free coconut water stuff that I drink and mix with alcohol normally, because my stomach is all jacked up today, so I'm not drinking alcohol. But I do want to tell you a funny story about drinks. So, I've been looking for recipes to use that spiced rum because I bought a ginormous bottle of it from Costco. And
Right.
like, what am I gonna do? So I've been asking people, and everybody's like, drink it with Dr. Pepper. And I'm like, ew. So someone told me at work that they drink half a cup of vodka with half a cup of root beer, and they said you can't even taste the rum. And I'm like, well, I like root beer, so I'll try that. He's a big fat liar. You totally can taste the rum. You can smell it. And so I'm like, what am I going to do? I just poured all this rum in a cup and now I have, root beer mixed with it. So what am I going to add to it to make it taste better?
Milk.
I added pina colada mixer.
Ew, really?
And it was so good.
I could see milk because it would be like a root beer float, but I don't see the pina colada.
Oh my gosh. It was like I called it my fruity Rudy Tootie. And I got knockered. Frank and I were sitting at home watching Yellowstone, and I was like, I'm like, shit, I think I'm really tainted from this drink. But I would actually drink it again, the root beer with the pina colada mix in there. Very bizarre.
I used to have a drink that I would drink when I would go to parties, and it's diet root beer and glazed donut vodka.
What do you have to pack your bottle along with you?
No, what do you mean?
Well, like who has glazed donut root or vodka?
It's everywhere.
I've never seen it.
Well, I don't shop at Costco for Never shopped at Costco for alcohol, but any liquor store I've ever been in has glazed donut vodka.
Well,
I can't remember what brand it was. It's one of the flavor brands,
we
but
don't even have, oh, I guess we have liquor stores here in Oregon, but I get all my groceries in Washington. You can buy it at the grocery store.
yeah, I wasn't around for too much of that.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? And when I lived in Oregon, they didn't sell it in the grocery store. Do they now?
Yeah.
Okay, they didn't then.
Not in Oregon. Oregon still has
Yeah.
the state-run liquor stores.
Okay. Well, I had a liquor store like 3 blocks away, 6 blocks away, and that's where I would buy my liquor, and they had it there too. But it's everywhere. I've seen it here too.
I always hate shopping for liquor in our town because our town is very small. There's only one stoplight and it's right on the main drag. And so I'll go back to work and somebody will be like, oh, I saw you were at the liquor store last night. I'm like, for frick's sake, just mind your own beeswax.
At least you didn't total your car outside the liquor store, and your friend's daughter says, "Mom, I think you need to call Miss Kim because I saw a car in an accident that looked like hers, and I haven't seen her car for a couple of days." So everybody knows I was at the liquor store when I got my accident.
The big scandal I'm trying to figure out right now is somebody's car is broken down on the side of the road and it's got all over it. It's a red vehicle. All over it in black paint is like rapist, asshole, everything. And everybody in town is trying to figure out like whose vehicle this is and stuff. I've been keeping
Holy
an eye
crap.
on the neighborhood watch pages because I'm sure it's going to pop up there soon.
I'm surprised it hasn't been towed.
I know. It's
Because it's
weird.
broken down on the side of the road on
Yeah,
the spark.
its hood is up in the air. It's a like a 4Runner, a Toyota 4Runner. Yeah, I saw it. I ran to town on Sunday and then I ran to town again on Monday and I'm like, why is this car still here? And why would you want your car on the side of the road with rapists painted all over it? Very bizarre.
I wonder if rapist was painted on the side of it when they broke down.
That's what
Or
I
if
wonder.
like some kids were just fucking around and were like, "Oh, it's the middle of the night. We're gonna go paint this car. We're gonna paint rapist on it." You know what I
So,
mean?
like, of course, my mind always leaps to weird scenarios when I see this kind of stuff. So, I was thinking I could probably have something really gross painted on my passenger side of my car, and I wouldn't see it for weeks. Like my little commuter, because I'm the only one that drives in it, and I just get in and out of the driver's side, and I never really look at the passenger side.
Maybe you should start.
I mean, I could have something really skeevy painted on the side of my car, and I would never know.
You can have a giant pee-pee painted on the side of your car.
Oh my
And you're
gosh.
driving a pee-pee mobile through town.
Yep.
That's how they saw you at the liquor store. They recognized the pee-pee car.
Yeah, that would be sad.
Well,
So.
I'm obsessed with my new car, so I look at it every day all around to make sure that these jackasses here have not dinged their door into it. So,
Have you ever watched My Strange Addiction?
yes, but it's been a very long time and I haven't seen a lot of them. But I did see a woman who ate,
Her couch.
no, one ate dirt and another one I want to say ate deodorant or chalk. Was it chalk?
Both of those
Was
sound
something white.
nasty.
It was. She th there was a woman that I saw, and I don't think it was the episode that I saw. I think I saw a commercial, and she took a bite out of fucking deodorant and was chewing
So
it.
we have a fan of the show in my office, and he was telling me about the lady that ate couches. Like, she would start pulling the innards out of the couch and just eating it until she had no more couch, and then she'd get a new one or a new used one because she liked old couches.
Well, all that dirt and butt sweat makes it more tasty, I guess.
Reason why I asked you if you remember, because apparently there was some guy that would try to make love to his sports car.
Oh yeah, I've seen that guy. It was a red car.
Yeah.
Yeah, I saw that guy. He was so gross. He was so cringy. Just like the way he would talk about it and he'd get all excited. I don't want to see somebody get that excited about a real living, breathing person, much less a vehicle, an inanimate object. Ugh.
Yeah, he would always come into work and tell me about the latest episode, like the lady that would sleep with her blow dryer on and blowing on her. And like she wrote a poem about how she'd get burnt by it, because it's hot. And she
I'm
loved it.
surprised she didn't set her house on fire.
Oh, I know. Yeah,
There are some weird fucking people, man.
so for our listeners out there, check out My Strange Addiction. Because there are some wackos. Or you might have a strange addiction too that you want featured on the show. You never know.
I could have a strange addiction that someone thinks is strange and I think is perfectly normal.
Like, I love my dog Cooper, not in a disgusting way, but
Maybe you just need to drop that. I'm just kidding.
yeah. Anyway, so what are you adding to our playlist tonight?
Am adding Little Red Riding Hood by Sam the Sham and the Pharaohs.
Sam the Sham and the Pharaohs.
That was one of my mom's favorite songs.
Is it the Hey There, Little Red Riding Hood? Oh, yeah.
You sure are looking good.
Yeah. I know that song.
Well, they have actually played it on the show on Grimm.
Oh yeah, I bet. So I'm adding, and I should have done this for the werewolf episode. I'm just kicking myself, but Monroe is a werewolf, so
He is a blue bot.
a Blutbot. So The Killing Moon by Echo and the Bunnymen. So that's the song I was looking for during the werewolf episode, and I couldn't find it. And then, of course, I found it like the next day when I was listening to our published episode. I'm like, dang it! I meant to use that song.
That's all right. It comes in perfectly for the Grimm episode as well.
I know. I should really take notes, though, before I go into recording these episodes, like what I mean to say, so I could at least, do that.
I usually do just because I'm so forgetful in my old age. Like I forget everything. But I have not been with it the last couple weeks. I'm gonna say not since the haunted dolls. I just have not been with it.
Yeah,
So I
we should mention about the Haunted Dolls episode. Since we recorded that for our werewolf episode, We had a weird phenomenon that happened while we were recording, where one entire, what, it was like 1 hour and 7 minutes was just Kim talking. And at the same time, it recorded our joint podcast episode recording that was like 56 minutes that was both of us. So after I listened to the one that was both of us, I went back and listened, and it was just Kim having a conversation by herself. It was really creepy.
But it was the same conversation. You just weren't there, right?
Right. But
Yeah.
and the vehicle that we record, I mean, this is like a Skype call that you and I record off of. So it's really bizarre that it was making a second recording that was just you, but it was on my home,
Yeah.
my side. I mean, I could see that happening if it was on your own side, but
Exactly.
not on
Yeah.
my side. So weird.
Well, and we did have a really epic storm that night too. Like I had filmed it and I had sent it to Darcy, but I don't think it ever went through. We had lightning and it was like a strobe light for 1.5 hours. It didn't stop. It just was like lightning, 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 na 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 na, and just like the whole time, just flickering, flickering, flickering. So I don't know if that did something with the phone, but I had sent someone a message one night when we were having a storm at 7:30, and I wrote back in the morning and said something, or he wrote me in the morning at like 7, 8 o'clock in the morning and said, "Yeah, I think so." And I'm like, "What are you talking about?" He's like, "Well, I was answering your text from midnight last night." So it took from 7:30 to like midnight for him to get my message during
And
that storm. So I don't know
so
what.
it's like the basis of a sci-fi movie right here.
It's
Just
the
don't let the haunted dolls in.
aliens. I have not let any haunted dolls in. I do have my little monkey that
Yeah.
I posted the picture of, but isn't he adorable? He's not creepy.
No, I don't think he's creepy.
He's adorable.
I like him.
Me too.
All right. So next week we are talking about a Dybbuk box.
Dybbuk box.
Dybbuk box.
Yeah, and we have already found out some interesting information about it that we did not know
Yeah.
while we were doing some research on it. So we're both gonna, because we don't know a whole lot about it, we're both gonna do some research and have some notes and try to stay on track with the Dybbuk
I'm
box.
going to try to convince my husband to watch the movie.
He'll like it because Negan's in it. Just tell him Negan's in it.
Who's Negan?
Jeffrey Dean Morgan.
And that is who?
From The Walking Dead, it's Negan.
Oh, psh.
I do have to say, I watched season 9. For any of you that are The Walking Dead fans, I watched season 9 because I had to wait for it to come on Netflix. And I'm going to say it, and you might be mad at me, but I think it's time. I think it's time we ended the show. I'm just really tired of all of these new bad people coming, all these new bad groups. I think we need to just end the show. Let me know your thoughts.
So what's fascinating about the show is that they do the Talking Dead after the show.
Yeah, I don't get to watch that
Yeah.
anymore.
It's just really interesting to me that now these shows have spawned these talk shows afterwards to discuss the episode, because I watch some shows that do that as well, like 90 Day Fiancé. They have one that does that. Bachelor in Paradise. I don't know.
I like the show. I mean, don't get me wrong, I like the show, but I think it's at an end. And I think season 10 should be the end, but I don't know. I have not heard anything about it being the end.
Happens when all they're all just zombies?
Well, then the world just ends with zombies. I mean, everybody has the virus in them. That's the big secret that was revealed in like season two or three or four, three or four, maybe, is that something happened and all humans have the zombie virus inside them. So everyone that dies is going to be turned into a zombie
Well,
when they
we
die.
did see on Train to Busan that they got exposed to a chemical plant leak or something like that.
Yeah, it was something, and the CDC knew about it and they were keeping it secret.
Of course.
Yeah, but it's just, I love Carol and I love Daryl, and I'm to the point where they just need to end the show, and Carol and Daryl just need to live, and they need to live into really old age and be friends. And I'm not mad that she's with the king. I'm not mad about that. But we'll
Okay.
see.
And I
People
know.
that watch it will know what I'm talking
Yeah, I
about.
know absolutely nothing about it. And honestly, I hate that show. And I just never want to watch it.
You know nothing about it, but you hate
Because I listen to the soundtrack while I'm trying to read.
Hate is such a strong emotion, Darcy.
It is not in this case.
Oh.
Oh, so what's funny is I interviewed my sister for my other podcast, The Stories Women Tell, and my mother-in-law, or her mother-in-law, not my mother-in-law. But in we went out to lunch before we did our recordings, and my sister and her husband are like sort of interrogating me about they were unaware of my love of the supernatural and vampires, and they're wondering when this developed in me, which I thought was kind of funny because, like, the whole time I was living in Portland, I was like obsessed with Buffy and Angel, you know, I loved them. And like that shows you have these facets of your life that your family does is unaware of, right? Because you're not talking about it with them.
That really surprises me. That really surprises me.
That they were unaware that I loved that show.
Yeah, that just kind of surprises me.
I know when I think about, because we used to go out bowling and we'd use names, our names, our bowling names would be out of the Angel and Buffy. Yeah,
Yeah.
we were dorks.
Or fuck yeah. That's what makes us so awesome.
Yeah.
We had Sugar Lips and Cletus too. I think yours was Daisy May.
No, I was never Daisy May.
It was Amy Daisy May.
No, maybe.
Who were you when we did the redneck names?
Redneck names. I can't remember.
That's how Cletus got his name. Remember? Because
No.
his name was really James.
I was
His name
probably in a meat coma from going to get all you can eat
wasn't.
ribs.
Oh, it was so bad. We'd get all you can eat ribs, and then we would go bowling. And then, if we had had enough beer, we would go to the original hot cake house.
Yeah. It was like a food extravaganza.
It was fun.
It was
Those
fun.
were good times.
They were a lot of fun. And we'd even go bowling in skirts and dresses. That was so funny.
Well, it was after work.
I know.
I remember I got a speeding ticket one day. I think Amy was with me. Were you with me when I got the speeding
No,
ticket?
I wasn't.
Yeah. I was going over that one bridge and it was like 35 miles an hour and I was going like 55. I got busted.
Those were the days.
Yep.
All right, so we should probably lock down this dead horse of an episode at this point. We've talked grim, we've talked weird stuff,
We've talked How I Met Your Mother.
my strange addiction. We'll see what happens in Dybbuk boxes next week.
That's what's so good about our podcast is because we do talk about supernatural things too, but you never know what else we're going to talk about.
Yeah, you never know.
So I think I can speak for Darcy as well as myself when I say this. We definitely encourage you to watch Grimm if you have not, because it really is a good show. I was really not into it when I first was going to watch it, and then it just really did suck me in. And
Yeah.
again, I will say this too, another show to watch, Supernatural. The last season starts October 21st, I think, on TV. I won't be watching it then, but season 15 and all 14 seasons are on Netflix.
Yeah, I haven't seen that yet. I was choosing at the time between watching the originals or Supernatural, and I liked vampires, so I just went to the originals. So, yeah, it's on my list.
All right, so I think we're done.
Stay sparkly, everybody.
Bye, Lost Girls and Lost Boys. Until next time.
Toodles. Hey everyone, this is Darcy. In case you weren't aware, in addition to the podcast you're currently listening to, I also do two other podcasts, The Stories Women Tell and Safety, The Future is Female. In The Stories Women Tell, I interview women from all walks of life and talk about things that influence their choices, share advice, and find out what they're focused on in the future. In Safety, The Future is Female, my co-podcaster Carly and I are creating a network of safety professionals with a nod to the growing number of women in the safety field. We interview women with various safety backgrounds and get their take on the future of safety. I would love it if you would join my audiences for my additional podcasts. You can find these podcasts on Apple, Google, and Spotify, along with several other podcasting platforms. As always, stay on sparkly, my friends. Hey, Lost Girls and Lost Boys. I'm sitting here with Cooper, and I want to let you know you just heard an ad about the two various podcasts that I have going on. But I also wanted to put a call out. So, for any of you Lost Girls out there, or if you have friends as well, I'm looking for some people to interview for my Stories Women Tell podcast. So, if you're interested, please reach out to me either through our Facebook group, The Lost Girls, or through a message through this podcast, and let me know, and I would be happy to talk with you. Thank you.